This is Sam Pod episode 61, Limitless, with your host, Kenny Rablock. Hello everyone, what's up? Thanks for joining me today.
Eddie Mora!
Hey!
Tell me about this book.
Well, how much have you written of it?
Not one word.
Well, I suppose I can help you with that. You know how they say that we can only access 20% of our brain? This lets you access all of it. They've had clinical trials and it's FDA approved.
All right, just out of curiosity, and that's all. I was blind, but now I see. A tablet a day, and I was limitless. I now had cultural appetites.
Since when do you speak Italian?
I finished my book in 4 days. I'd like to renegotiate my advance. Math became useful. 12,000 to 2.3 million in 10 days. I'm baffled by this guy. So, Eddie Mora, you do know you're a freak. What's your secret?
Yeah, hi guys, and welcome to another episode of SignPod. I'm your host, Kenny Albach, and today we're talking about Limitless. Now, this is a 2011 movie. It was released on 18th March 2011 in the USA. The director is Neil Berger. The writers are Leslie Dixon, who is the screenplay, and Alan Glenn, you know, wrote the book. But initially, the book was called The Dark Fields. You know, this movie also stars Robert De Niro and Arby Carnish. So it's not really a movie that, you know, I went into, you know, knowing anything about. I actually saw it, you know, and it was just a movie I stumbled on, you know, and actually happened to enjoy it once I saw it, because that idea grasped me, you know. The idea is just that, I mean, the book was written in 2001, and once I heard about it, you know, and went to see the movie, and soon realized that it was just such a nice, you know, it was a nice idea, and once it became established, you know, it just, you know, got to me, and I was like, oh, so Alan Glenn is, you know, kind of a nice writer, because I haven't seen any of his books since. I don't even know what are the books he has written, you know. I mean, right now, looking, it says he also wrote a novel called Graveland, Bloodland, and Winterland. Huh. Well, he's an Irish writer. So, yeah. Went to this movie and then just got fascinated by the idea, you know. There were many characters but one character I became mostly attached to was Bradley Cooper, you know, when he was going through. And I was like, oh, so, you know, who plays Eddie Mora? And throughout the movie, you realize that he's a guy with a clock, you know. It's ticking. He has to do something before his time runs out, or else he's gonna either get murdered, or, you know, things are not gonna end out, you know, the way he's looking forward to it. And so, I think him and the Lindley, who is played by Arby Cornish, are the only two characters that I truly ever felt any connection to, you know. Because, I mean, there are many scenes where the character of Arby Cornish is, you know, is in a park and she's about to get killed, you know, unless, you know, she does something, and she has to take one of NZT-17 or whatever it is, the pill that unlocks all these potentials and makes you, you know, essentially makes you essentially invincible, you know. And so he goes, and when she takes it, she realizes that she can be, you know, it just makes you not like super smart or anything, but it just helps you unlock the full potential of your brain. So essentially, you can, you know, you can do things very incomplete ways, you know. I mean, he wrote a book in 4 days, I think it says, and you know, it just, to really get what I'm saying, you have to watch this movie because it's a good movie. Yeah, I really enjoyed it because the first time I saw it, I wasn't really, you know, looking forward to anything special, and when I was actually invested in the movie, you know, immersed in it, essentially, I found that it was really a nice movie, and that if like anything, it seemed almost official in the sense that this could actually be achieved in real life, you know. So the summary here on IMDb is: a writer discovers a top secret drug which bestows him with superhuman abilities. The director Neil Burger has written some good movies and some really other movies that I can't really give him credit for. Right now, they've done the post-production of they're in post-production of Divergent, which is also a novel that is in a futuristic dystopian world. And he also directed The Illusionist, which he actually wrote. He wrote and directed that movie by himself. And yeah, you see that one character I also enjoyed was the contribution made to this movie by Rebecca Diane or Dayan, whoever she is, though she didn't play, she played herself in the movie. Yeah, so this movie has a almost kind of like a simplistic feel to it, but it has deep meanings to me, and you know, because it shows you that you can't really be limitless. So I'll go ahead and play a clip.
See that guy? That's me. My excuse for looking like this? I'm a writer.
Eddie, maybe it's time to let the writing go.
But just in case you think nothing ever happened to me.
Then you're wrong. Because he actually got, you know, NZT-17 or whatever kind of drug it is. The concept was a little simplistic, but I think that had I read the novel, I would think it being adapted into a movie. I would think about it in such a different way, you know, because I haven't read the novel and I don't have any intention to read the novel. So, you know, because I think the movie portrays probably what, at least accurately, a little accurately, what goes on in the movie, because the writer was in production with this, and so yeah. So, this movie got a, I don't even know what it got on Rotten Tomatoes. So I'll go ahead and check that, 'cause I think that at least to be fair, you know, it has to get at least a 75%, you know, if not more than that, you know. Here on Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 70%. Huh. Well, Rotten Tomatoes can be crazy sometimes, based on the way their stats work and everything. But I think that this movie did good because, I mean, if it didn't, then why would it have grossed at least more than I don't know. Like, it would have to be that it grossed at least more than what was put into it, you know? Because it's just the way it is. Because based on a budget of 27 million, obviously, it grossed $161 million, which it's not bad, you know. I mean, maybe 300 is the one to go for, but such a movie like this, you know, it's limited because only the people that have read the books, you know, might know about it. And if even it, just like the way I stumbled across it, you know, would be other ways that people have found out about this movie. So yeah, I'd rate this movie a B minus because simplistic story, although I liked it very much. The way it was shot and directed is fantastic. The visuals are good. I mean, it's not like we have any CGI here, but you know, there are some things that are just crafted so nicely into the movie. It makes you feel that the experience is beautiful. It makes you feel like you could actually be in this movie. And you know, I like the way that things like almost shot out at you. You know, when who take the drug, everything will become brighter. And you know, there are some things in the movie that when he first takes the drug and he's cleaning up his apartment, it looks awesome, you know. So thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Keisha. Your powers are a gift from God or whoever the hell wrote your life script. I'll open up a line of credit for you. You've been wanting a few toys.
How many of us ever know what it is to become the perfect version of ourselves?
What's the asking price?
12.5.
I'll take it.
Everything I have, I want to share with you.
What you doing, hon? You think somebody's watching?
My brain is skipping time. I have no memory of the last 4 days.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it.
Your powers are not earned. You're careless with those powers. Have you asked yourself what you're going to do when you run out? You'll die.
Don't want me to have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours.
There's no scenario in which you'd lead this life where you don't work for me. No scenario. I see every scenario. I see 50 scenarios. That's what it does, Carl. It puts me 50 moves ahead of you. Worth the risk? What would you do?
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I-